Saradaba nalali loka janaya karuna gana gana rapta shokalena guna nivasa vande hiroshi tadana Mahaprabhu ke dana nitya gita varita manya manaso se romanchakam pa sutaranga bhajo mande hiroshi karna Shivigrahara dana nitya nana Shingara tanma niramajana Yukta shabhaktam shunayunjato Bande guru shi charana Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Svadvana Chitta Haribhakta Sangha Kritvaiva Chitta Vajita Sadaiva Bande Guru Shri Charana Virajita ma havayol para Madhuya lila gunarupanana Pratikshanasva nanalolipasva Mande guru shi charana Nikunja yuno ratike sinyai Yayai deyuti apekshniya Tatati daksha ativalvasya Bande guru shi charana Sakshad Haritve Dasamasta Shastraya Bhuktasta Tava Yate Visani Kintu Pravoya Vyayagatasya Bande Guru Shri Adana Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada Yasya prasada jagati gitavi Dayan stivam stasya yashasti sangha Bande guru shi charana
Spiritual masters receiving benediction.
from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers a materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing, and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened with the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes his hair stands on end, he feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Shishi Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavad Prasad, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava and their qualities, names, and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authority. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master. At least three times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master.